of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. So enjoy them on us, freetalklive.com. We're kind of light on the calls tonight, so maybe we'll be able to get through some of this. Been doing a little bit of, I don't know, we've been doing a lot of news recently, and so let's switch back to opinion. This is from a guy named Robert Locke, The American Conservative, which is, I believe, one of the righty magazines out there in the world.
Sounds like it.
You might appreciate this, Mark, as a former conservative.
You wouldn't call yourself a former conservative?
Viewpoints. I was raised in a Republican family, but by the time I was an adult, I was a libertarian. So former teenage conservative, if I even knew what it was back then, it's hard for me to say I was ever anything but a libertarian.
I was a commie in high school, I'll tell you that.
I've always been an anti-authoritarian, as long as I can remember. So I think I just didn't realize that I was a libertarian, didn't know what it was until I was 18 or whatever. Anyway, he really wants to tear into libertarianism, so let's let him have at it. He says, this is no surprise, the title of the article, Marxism of the Right, is what he believes libertarianism is.
Okay.
He says, libertarianism is basically the Marxism of the right. If Marxism is the delusion that one can run society purely on altruism and collectivism, then libertarianism is the mirror image delusion that one can run it purely on selfishness and individualism. Society, in fact, requires both individualism and collectivism, both selfishness and altruism, to function.
I don't think that... I feel like that's an inaccurate estimation of what libertarianism is.
Well, his premises are already flawed.
I don't think that libertarianism does away with altruism in any stretch of the imagination. I can see how someone might think that, because libertarians believe that altruism essentially benefits the person, the giver. You know, giving something to someone benefits me because I get a good feeling out of it.
Well, if it's selfish. So altruism is inherently selfish. You know, you can't really ever divide the two, right?
But people don't believe me.
No, of course not. People don't want to believe that they're selfish, but they are. They all are, inherently. You have to be selfish in order to live. If you're not selfish, you won't feed yourself and you won't take care of yourself. People are always selfish in every action that they take, even in the supposed unselfish, or the selfless ones. The ones where they want to pat themselves on the back for being so selfless. Well, guess what you're doing? You're being selfless, so-called.
You can pat yourself on the back.
So you can feel good. Yep, exactly. We continue, though. He says that, like Marxism, libertarianism offers the fraudulent intellectual security of a complete a priori account of the political good without the effort of empirical investigation. And like Marxism, it aspires, overtly or covertly, to reduce social life to economics. And like Marxism, it has historical myths and a genius for making its followers feel like an elect unbound by the moral rules of their society. The most fundamental problem with libertarianism is very simple. Freedom, though a good thing, is simply not the only good thing in life. Simple physical security, which even a prisoner can possess, is not freedom, but one cannot live without it. Prosperity is connected to freedom, in that it makes us free to consume, but it is not the same thing, in that one can be as rich, but as unfree as a Victorian tycoon's wife. A family is, in fact, one of the least free things imaginable, as the emotional satisfactions of it derive from relations that we are either born into without choice, once they are chosen, entail obligations that we cannot walk away from with ease or justice. But security, prosperity, and family are, in fact, the bulk of happiness for most real people and the principal issues that concern governments. He gets into his, if you want to comment.
Security, prosperity, and family are
the bulk of happiness.
The bulk of happiness. So most people don't care about freedom, is what he's saying.
I
security,
suppose,
prosperity,
yeah.
And family. Do you hear freedom in there? Do you hear liberty? Do you hear another one of the buzzwords? Security, which is the opposite of liberty, generally.
Well, it's going to be clear here as we go on that this guy doesn't care about freedom. I mean, look. I mean, one of his sentences here is that freedom, though a good thing, is simply not the only good thing in life. So freedom's a good thing, but let's just pawn it aside because we've got other things like security. It's important. Anyway, he says libertarians.
I think all those things are important, and I think all those things are good, and I think all of those things would benefit from freedom.
Liberty. Sure, you can have all those things under a free society, but he's got some specific complaints. Libertarians try to get around this fact that freedom is not the only good thing by trying to reduce all other goods to it through the concept of choice, claiming that everything that is good is so because we choose to partake of it. Therefore, freedom, by giving us choice, supposedly embraces all other goods. But this violates common sense by denying that anything is good by nature, independently of whether we choose it. Nourishing foods are good for us by nature, not because we choose to eat them. Taken to its logical conclusion, the reduction of the good to the freely chosen means there are no inherently good or bad choices at all, but that a man who chose to spend his life playing tiddlywinks has lived as worthy a life as Washington or Churchill. And I have to disagree with his premise there. I think that absolutely, it's all in your head. If what you want to do with your life is to play tiddlywinks, as he gives that example, then he's had a good life, and he's done what he wanted to do, and he's been successful at it. From your perspective, you may believe that a Washington or a Churchill are more worthy men, but that's only your perspective, and it's not the perspective of the man playing tiddlywinks.
You know, you get one life. You don't get to live other people's lives. And the people that would propose to do so, to me, are just sick and twisted.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, like I can make a judgment call on the guy's life who chooses to just play tiddlywinks. I can also make a judgment call on Washington and Churchill's lives, too. And, you know, I'm going to have things bad to say about all of them because it's not my life. You know, it's not the way I would live it.
But this guy is one of those types of people, one of those law and order types, those conservatives that wants to shove his morals down your throat. He's one of those types of people that has a value system that he believes is correct. So in his value system, Washington and Churchill are men of, importance and men whose lives mean something. But the tiddlywink player, to him, you know, he's just a throwaway. He's wasted his life. He should have done something differently. And if this man was in charge, he would have ensured that he had done something differently.
Laws against tiddlywinks.
Furthermore, he says the reduction of all goods to individual choices presupposes that all goods are individual. Not really sure what that means. But some, like national security, clean air, or a healthy culture. Healthy culture. We'll investigate that one further.
Culture is one of the dangerous buzzwords.
Yep. And, it's going to be his definition of what's healthy, right?
Right, and he gets to decide what the culture is.
And he says those things are inherently collective. It may be possible to privatize some, but only some, and the efforts can be comically inefficient. Do you really want to trace every pollutant in the air back to the factory that emitted it and sue? Libertarians rightly concede that one's freedom must end at the point at which it starts to impinge upon another person's, but they radically underestimate how this happens. So even if the libertarian principle of "an it harm done, do as thou wilt" is true, it does not license the behavior libertarians claim. Consider pornography, and here we get into his area of what he considers a healthy culture. Libertarians say it should be permitted, because if someone doesn't like it, he can choose not to view it. But what he can't do is choose not to live in a culture that has been vulgarized by it.
Well, I disagree. He could, in fact, exactly do that. He could, in a world where pornography is legal and they're allowed to advertise at any level they wish, you can believe that some people won't want to raise their kids around that and will, have pornography-free communities.
Like maybe the fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I bet there wasn't very much porn available on their compound.
No, I imagine there probably
was. Or how about Ave Maria, the Catholic town that is being built down in Florida, where you literally have to agree to certain strictures in order to live there. You could very easily get together with all of your anti-porn friends and families and all them and go and live off in your own little anti-porn land where you can spend all your time trying to ferret out those teenagers that are trying to hide their Playboy magazines that they managed to smuggle into your community. You could put up walls, in fact, around the outside to ensure that no one can get in and out with any pornography. So that way you can absolutely shut down any porn watching going on. You could put cameras in every room of every house just to make sure that the kids aren't masturbating or self-pleasuring while they're home alone. You could go crazy with that if you wanted to in your free land.
I think it's silly.
He doesn't see that. Well, that would be their freedom, though, Mark, and they would be able to choose that. But that's not good enough for this guy, because he knows what's right, see? And he's going to force it on everybody. Porn is bad, according to him, and therefore no one should have access to porn. Even if he had the freedom to go elsewhere, he wouldn't want to, because he wants to help save you from yourself. 800-259-9231. He's got some hard questions, by the way, he wants to ask libertarians, and we'll be happy to answer some of them. Here in moments, you can take control as well, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, April 9, 2008, gold, 910. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 936.36, 461.20 per half, 230.60 per quarter. That's 936.36, 461.20, and 230.60.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include, by the way, live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version are both free for you at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Plus, you'll be able to listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire. Not to mention, watch Free Talk Live in person. We'll be broadcasting 3 nights.
That'll be riveting.
Discover new freedoms. Well, it's going to be extra fun, I think, this time around, Mark, because we're going to, apparently, from what I understand, be broadcasting from the bar this time. So not only will you be able to watch Free Talk Live, but you'll also be able to sit around and get drunk.
Imbibing alcohol at a radio remote. What a unique idea.
So it'll be fun. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Be sure you sign up for your campsites by April 12th. You've only got a couple more days to lock in a guaranteed Free State Project area campsite.
Right.
After the 12th, you may still be able to get a campsite, but there's no guarantee as to where it will be on
right.
the campgrounds.
It's
or
less likely your chances of being right down in the heart of the action.
Right. And that's where you want to be. That's where you want to be. So go to porkfest.com, get more information. We're going to continue this particular opinion piece about attacking libertarians. He's got a bunch of questions to ask here in a moment, but we got to go to the phones and talk to Daryl in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Daryl.
Hi, how are you?
Super. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I've just started listening to you guys, and I'm really starting to open my eyes on what the government's doing to us. I'm a 40-year-old man with 6 kids.
Wow.
I have raised them all. I got 5 in college now.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting divorced. The ex-wife knew somebody in law enforcement and said that I was dealing pot and meth. And so they started pulling my garbage at night when I put it out at the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And they found some marijuana baggies, some pot seeds, and some stems. Well, they went to the judge and got a search warrant.
I came
home with my girlfriend one night, and there was the whole friggin' SWAT team from Hillsborough County.
Wow.
They ripped us out of the car. They drugged my girlfriend out. Just cut her knees up.
Oh.
Totally, you know, again, the way you guys say it is like they are very forceful for what they say. And it's like, I've never been in trouble. I've never had a record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was totally cooperative. I didn't know what to do. You know, yes, that's my pot. I admitted to it. Well, we're going to go easy on you. You tell us what's here. And I did. Well, they tore the house apart, drug us to jail.
Really went easy on you, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a bunch of crap?
I am just, and I've never been in trouble, so I didn't, I've been this law-abiding citizen for 40 years.
A lot of good at
it, yeah. Other than me smoking pot.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could have happened even if you didn't smoke pot, as we talked about many a time. I mean, people,
yeah,
get, you know,
I,
the cops
I,
just
that's,
F
yeah.
it up, and they get the wrong house.
Right. Oh, I know. I just, if I want to sit in my home and after work smoke a joint, that's my rights.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is. It's just these criminals calling themselves the police and the government, they don't.
Oh, I know. And you know, I spent 14 hours in holding cells or a whole holding area,
mm-hmm.
and I watched them abuse so many people.
Really?
I mean, they drug them off into lockup for asking questions, for wanting to read what they were going to sign. You know, the officer that dumped the paraplegic out on the floor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the holding facility I was at.
Oh, really? Oh, Sissy, are you calling from Georgia? Are you?
Yeah.
Did you...
No, I work the whole southeast United States. I'm originally from Newport Richey, which is just outside of Tampa, Florida.
Okay, gotcha.
So, this whole court thing took 2 years to get through. I ended up with 4 years probation.
Wow.
For 2 ounces of pot with no record.
Man.
I mean, they are letting me travel. You know, the judge was very nice about that. But, I mean,
Yay.
The whole point is that I shouldn't be in this problem.
Nope. Shouldn't be. They should have left you the hell alone. You should be off earning money to support your, what was it, 4 kids or six kids, right?
Six. My kids, my second wife's kids, and I took in foster children that are still with us. They're 24 years old. I mean, we're not...
Not bad people.
But you should be punished because you had a plant in your house and inhaled some smoke into your lungs. Shame
exactly.
on you, citizen.
It's just the whole system. And my son listens to you guys, and he's the one that turned me on to you.
Oh, cool.
And I'm really starting to see it your way. And
It grows on you, man. This viewpoint is so consistent, so logical, so sensible. It makes sense. There's no reason to not see it our way.
You know,
see, I always was like, you respect the law. You respect the law. You know what? I hate the law so much now.
Yep.
I have such a hostility towards law enforcement, our government, everything, and they caused this.
Yep. Isn't it amazing that government people, they wonder why it is that young people, for instance, call the cops pigs and young people hate the police? Well, maybe it's because you're arresting them and their friends for smoking marijuana and throwing a little party on the weekend.
Exactly. I mean, and I'm not into, you know, partying, old gun. But, I mean, I want to be able to do what I want to do in my own home.
And you should be able to. You work hard.
I don't even feel safe in my own home anymore.
Nope. It's not, and it's funny, though. Isn't it ironic that it's not that you don't feel safe from common criminals. It's that you don't feel safe from the government criminals.
I don't feel safe from the government criminals, 100%. And this whole thing has cost me probably close to $20,000.
Oh, gosh. Just in lawyer fees and court costs?
Lawyer fees, all kinds of fines, everything. I also, they confiscated $2,000 of mine.
For pot baggies.
Oh, he was a dealer.
Yeah, for pot baggies. They said that they were watching my home, and I said, if you were watching my home, you would know that no traffic was coming in. The months that they said they were watching, I mean, I barely had anybody come over.
Hmm.
I mean, all I do is work. And I go home from work, and I like to have a joint instead of drinking alcohol.
Yep. Well, you apparently there's not enough murderers out there to be investigating. Exactly. They had to sit out in front of your house for 2 months.
Yeah, but I mean, now I have to drive home every month to check in at probation. It costs me $300 to go home and come back in diesel fuel because it's at $4 a gallon.
So are you a driver? Are you a professional driver?
No, I install aluminum handrails on high-rise condo buildings.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah,
a little
so
specialized.
I'm trying to travel. I'm here in Atlanta now. I'm going in another week to Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, you know, it could have been worse, I suppose. I guess.
I mean, it's just the whole thing is just incredible. And the problem is I just feel so angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you really,
20 grand, I would be pretty darn angry too.
Sure.
They could have gone to help your foster kids or real kids.
Yeah. It's certainly frustrating, and people in this movement can look at all the awful things that government does and continues to do and has done to them in the past, and they can be angry about it. Or they can, you know, put it aside and move ahead with helping introduce other people to these ideas, because it's really that's what's going to change things is changing the hearts and minds of Americans one person and people around the world as well, one person at a time. And we're glad you're out there. And thank you for listening to the show. And call us again sometime. We appreciate hearing from
you, sir. I will see you in New Hampshire when I'm off probation.
Oh, that's exciting. Very cool. Very cool. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's going to be one person. At a time, and it's probably going to happen in New Hampshire first, but maybe eventually it'll spread out to the rest of the country and the rest of the world. If not, at least we'll be free. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on. and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Show is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Grab the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer helping to, you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
We go back to the opinion article. This one is from the American Conservative magazine. And it's a guy, Robert Locke, wrote the article. And he tries to make himself sound very intellectual. And, you know, maybe he's an intellectual guy. I don't know. Tries to make himself sound real smart about his critiques of libertarianism. But really what it all boils down to is this guy has a view of how the world should be, and how everyone should behave, and how everyone should believe, and he wants everyone to adhere to his viewpoint. And the idea that some people don't want that, the idea that some people want to just live free and choose for themselves how to live their lives, is downright scary to this guy. Let me get to his questions here that'll, I think, reveal exactly how frightened this guy is. He says that libertarians in real life rarely live up to their own theory, but tend to indulge in the pleasant parts while declining to live up to the difficult portions.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
They flout the drug laws, but continue to collect government benefits they consider illegitimate. This is not just an accidental failing of libertarianism's believers, but an intrinsic temptation of the doctrine that sets it up to fail whenever tried,
no,
just like Marxism.
I disagree I disagree with that. I generally do not accept government handouts if I can avoid it. I would prefer not to drive on government roads if I could avoid it. I prefer anything that's put up voluntarily.
I'm not taking Social Security, FYI.
I couldn't. Oh, actually, I could take Social Security, but I've paid paid into it. The government has stolen all of my money. Anything I can get out of the government is mine for the taking.
No, that's a sensible position. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with taking anything, you know, any of these government programs. The government isn't going to disappear. It's not going to go away if people stop taking their programs.
It's true. They'll just spend
what they're
the going to
go
else.
Away is if we stop giving them our money. If we stop allowing them to steal our money from us
and stop obeying.
So there's nothing wrong with taking government handouts.
He says libertarians need to be asked some hard questions. Are you ready, Mark?
Yeah, I'll take the hard question.
What if a free society needed to draft its citizens in order to remain free?
There is no such thing as a free society drafting citizens in order to remain free. Now, I
talk about a question with some serious contradictions.
Right, that doesn't make any sense. First off, you know, the United States, and that's the society I would prefer to talk about here, is blessed by a great geography. We have, we're between Canada and Mexico, neither one of which is going to attack us anytime in the near future. You can't put an invading force that's going to hold America on the shores from boats. You just can't do it. The Second Amendment. You can have Washington D.C. China, please come get Washington D.C. As far as I'm concerned, invade it. Wipe them out. Raise the buildings. Shoot everyone. I'm fine with that. But you can't take America, the real America, which isn't in Washington, D.C., it's not in Hollywood. The real America sets all around and in between. You can't take that with an invading force, not with the Second Amendment in play. Absolutely not. We don't need to draft our citizens in order to remain free. We may, now the politicians may feel the desire to draft our citizens in order to send us to fight in foreign wars. However, I could make a good argument that we haven't been in any foreign wars that have secured freedom for us at all, including the Asian theater of World War II. That might be the single best argument for foreign intervention, but it's not a great one.
He has more questions. What if this free society needed to limit oil imports to protect the economic freedom of its citizens from unfriendly foreigners?
What? Okay.
Protectionism.
Right.
Trade barriers.
What? It's bizarre. Now, how can this free society, how can a society be free by limiting the import of anything? Free people should be able to contract freely with other people that are free. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think he's suggesting that the oil should all be coming from America and we should lock out any other oil coming from the rest of the world.
How would that make us free? I mean,
what's the idea of
why shouldn't I be able to buy my oil from Saudi Arabia or Venezuela if I feel like it?
It's like the guy that called in last night with the protectionist mentality.
That guy didn't say anything about freedom.
But no. The suggestion is that certain people should have the freedom to make money without competition from the rest of the world. That's kind of the viewpoint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lock out the rest of the world so you can have the freedom to make a bunch of money off of your captives, basically. There's more questions. And by the way, that's just totally economically ignorant, by the way. Letting free trade happen, which is what this guy doesn't want, letting free trade happen makes it so everyone makes more wealth. Wealth expands. The pie is not finite. The pie is infinite. It continues to expand as we continue to have more freedom. But if we have less freedom, then the pie will expand slower, if at all.
And another thing is what they don't understand is the oil companies are subsidized. The cost of oil, for one, the securing of oil in the Middle East is done on the taxpayer dole. So
to the cost of hundreds of billions of dollars.
It's getting on up to it's over half a trillion now.
And that's just this war.
That's just this particular war. So wouldn't Middle Eastern oil cost more than, say, United States oil to get out of the ground if we had if we didn't charge the taxpayers to put our army over there and oil companies had to have their own security?
It's a good question. He's got more questions, Mark. What if this free society needed to force its citizens to become sufficiently educated in order to sustain the free society?
He makes a certain argument there. Thomas Jefferson claimed that uneducated people couldn't be free. And I think that to some extent I must agree with him. Because, you know, they can be led by jerks like this. But, no, you can't tell people whether they can have to be educated to a certain level or not, because what's best for one family isn't what's best for another.
I think it's telling that this conservative guy admitted in the very beginning of his article, in case you're just tuning in, he admitted that collectivism is important for society. And it's very telling that for all the, you know, the trash talking the conservatives do against communists,
the liberals,
that here he is saying things like he has created society as though it's an individual, right? He says, what if it, this free society that he's envisioning, what if it needed to force its citizens to become sufficiently educated to sustain a free society? He's suggesting that society has needs, like an individual would have a need.
Like it sits there and needs to be fed.
Mama, mama.
Right. No, society doesn't exist.
Isn't this the problem that so many conservatives complain about? The idea that, the liberals are teaching sex education in school and there's homosexuals in there and they've taken the Bible out of school and look what all these terrible things. Well, the premise there is the same. The premise there is that society needs to know about this and that and this and that. It's just that the two different groups disagree over what society is supposed to be
and
knowing.
They will, and the cool little secret about government is they'll never agree. So therefore, they'll be warring it out on into the future, whether the conservatives are right or liberals are right, and the government will get bigger and bigger and bigger, just like the conservatives say they don't want to have happen.
And then he trots out the old canard. What if it needed to deprive landowners of the freedom to refuse to sell their property as a precondition for giving everyone freedom of movement on highways?
Well,
because, you know, the marketplace, it can't do anything, and it certainly couldn't put asphalt on.
You know they've lost when they bring up the roads. Okay? You know that there's just, when it comes down, when they start arguing things like the need for a military and the need for roads, fine. We need a military, we need roads, great. Now that we've decided that the only legitimate sources of government are the reason for government are roads and military, let's get rid of all this superfluous crap.
No, but that wouldn't work for this guy, because he has a vision for society that he wants to enforce on everyone.
Right, and he's using roads as an excuse.
More coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowedgie.com. That's Sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, including T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Also, we give away the bumper stickers, so get one of those for free at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. Reading one of the most ludicrous attacks on libertarianism I think I've ever read. It's just full of madness. This guy is twisted. Let me just continue here before. There's no point in recapping. If you missed it, go grab the archives. He's got a bunch of questions for libertarians about this supposed free society. He says, what if it, by the way, he personalizes society as though it's an individual, which is a very collectivist idea. And this is funny because the article's from the American Conservative. I thought they were against communism. Huh. Things that make you go,
Let's name society Nancy, since he's, you know, giving it a personality and a name and everything.
What if Nancy needed to deprive citizens of the freedom to import cheap foreign labor in order to keep out poor foreigners who would vote for socialistic wealth redistribution? Talk about a crazy question.
Why would it matter if the government wasn't so large and so intrusive?
It wouldn't.
If we had stuck to the Constitution like we were supposed to, then it wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-hmm. In each of these cases, less freedom today is the price of more tomorrow. Total freedom today would just be a way of running down accumulated social capital and storing up problems for the future. So even if libertarianism is true in some ultimate sense, this does not prove that the libertarian policy choice is the right one today on any particular question. Furthermore, if limiting freedom today may prolong it tomorrow, what is it like to live in this bizarro world of illogic? Limiting freedom today may prolong it tomorrow. How could you even tell yourself that story?
How can you eliminate freedom and then hope to gain it back?
You wouldn't eliminate it, Mark. You'd limit.
I see.
You'd limit the freedom. What? He says it. He says here that he doesn't want total freedom.
Who
so the idea
to decide who limits whose freedom
Nancy.
And for how long?
Nancy
does.
Yeah.
Nancy in the form of the politicians who are elected to protect Nancy.
He says, then limiting freedom tomorrow may prolong it in the day after and so on, so the right amount of freedom may in fact be limited freedom in perpetuity. But if limited freedom is the right choice, then libertarianism, which makes freedom an absolute, is simply wrong. If all we want is limited freedom, then mere liberalism will do. There's no need to embrace outright libertarianism just because we want a healthy portion of freedom, and the alternative to libertarianism is not the USSR, it's America's traditional liberties. Libertarianism's abstract and absolutist view of freedom leads to bizarre conclusions, like slavery. Libertarianism would have to allow one to sell oneself into it. Yeah, okay, yep. He's right about that one.
I don't see any reason why, why should one be able to sell oneself into indentured servitude to the military, but no other organization?
Why is it that
I can be a slave to the government for 8 years, but not anyone, any other organization?
He says libertarianism degenerates into outright idiocy when confronted with the problem of children whom it treats like adults, supporting the abolition of compulsory education. Once again, here he is going to bat for compulsory education. He mentioned it earlier before. And aren't conservatives the one that are always advocating homeschooling and private schooling and things like that? Oh, I see. It's okay for them to send their kids to private schools, but the rest of those folks, they should all have to send their kids to our government school so we can indoctrinate them with what we want to indoctrinate them with. Right?
I don't know.
He says, and all child-specific laws like those against child labor. He's supporting child labor laws and those
against
child sex.
Well, that's because he says that we treat children like
adults.
Adults, but you know, some children need to be able to make a decision for themselves. Like for instance, we were talking about this weird clan out in El Dorado, Texas. There, mm-hmm. the fundamentalist Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints folks.
That's right.
Shouldn't those kids be able to run away from home and get jobs and support themselves?
Government says no. Government took them back and put them back in the compound.
Yeah, they gave them back to the people that were supposedly raping them and beating them and whatever.
I don't think that libertarianism necessarily treats children like adults, but it does treat them like individuals with the ability to make decisions for themselves. And I think that it's sad that so many in society, both so-called liberals and so-called conservatives, both treat kids like they can't choose, like they can't make decisions for themselves, like they don't know, in a divorce, which parent they'll want to be with, that sort of thing. Like, they don't know if they're experiencing something positive or something good in their life, and, like, they don't know what's right and what's wrong as far as what they want for themselves. Kids can make decisions, too. It's just that they're treated like little babies up until they're 24 years old.
And then we expect them to act like adults.
Yeah. We need to stop coddling young people, get rid of these child labor laws, so kids can get out there into the workplace if that's what they choose to do and their parents are okay with it, so kids can get out there.
I started working at 12 years old.
I started working at around that age,
too. And I've got to say that I learned more from working than I did from high school.
No doubt about it. He says, let's continue here. He says, likewise, you cannot handle the insane and the senile. I don't see how private property wouldn't be able to handle those things. If you don't want crazy people on your land, just, you know, put them there.
Well,
allow them on.
Charities would be concerned with
all of those.
All those things.
All of those.
And their families would take care of them largely, like they do today.
We get to his next objection. Libertarians argue that radical permissiveness, like legalizing drugs, would not shred a libertarian society because drug users who cause trouble would be disciplined by the threat of losing their jobs or homes if current laws that make it difficult to fire or evict people were abolished. They claim a natural order of reasonable behavior would emerge, but there's no actual empirical proof that this would happen.
Well, how about alcohol? I mean, somehow alcoholics, which, by the way, alcohol being the most the drug that makes people most violent, somehow they manage to function in everyday society, and they're limited by, losing their jobs or apartments and that kind of thing.
Yeah, how about...
Yes, in fact, there is empirical data.
Right, and
just don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, right. How about the empirical data of the fact that there are millions and millions of drug users right now that aren't alcohol drinkers, that drug users are functioning just fine in their jobs? They're out there. They're not causing trouble.
Right. He's making the assumption that because the laws exist that people aren't doing drugs right now?
Yeah.
What a boob.
He says, furthermore, this means libertarianism is an all-or-nothing proposition. If society continues to protect people from their consequences of their actions in any way, libertarianism regarding specific freedoms is illegitimate. And since society does so protect people, libertarianism is an illegitimate moral position until the great libertarian revolution has occurred. I don't really even understand what he's getting at there.
Well, because there are some limitations currently that one can't advocate no limitations? Is that what he's saying?
It's hard to understand.
Well,
he says, and is society really wrong to protect people against the negative consequences of some of their free choices?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And who can believe that they're actually protecting anyone against negative consequences of their choices?
I mean, really, is that happening?
If you go out tonight...
They're making further negative consequences for their choices. They're not protecting anybody against anything.
Right.
Society doesn't protect. The government can't protect. All the government's got is fines, jails, and guns.
Right. That exactly. So if you get caught doing drugs, you get a fine or go to jail, and then your life gets worse.
Right. So somebody gets caught smoking pot and goes to jail. How does that protect me if I'm part of this society that he's talking about?
How does it protect you if you're the pot smoker?
How does it protect anyone?
He says, while it's obviously fair to let people enjoy the benefits of their wise choices, wise in his decision, and suffer the cost of their stupid ones, decent societies set limits on both these outcomes. People are allowed to become millionaires, but they are taxed. They are allowed to go broke, but they are not forced to starve.
You know, the same thing is with work, though. Who's to say? I would compare marijuana with work. Smoking a little bit of marijuana, fine. Great, you enjoy yourself. Working a little bit, working a lot is good, but working too much is bad. It destroys the family. It's bad for a person. Who gets to decide that?
He says the libertopian alternative would be perhaps a more glittering society, but also a crueler one. So once again, buying into this myth that libertarians are somehow cruel, heartless, scummy people that would never help a single soul.
America,
it's ludicrous.
America is the most generous nation ever.
No, he's saying libertarians. Libertarians would not help anyone.
But libertarians are generous, too. Libertarians give. Yeah. Libertarians definitely give of themselves. I know. I talk to them every day.
I went and helped some guy move in recently here in Keene.
My God.
Yeah. Didn't get paid for it. Well, he did buy me a bowl of soup. But I didn't expect anything like
you
that.
You probably tried to chisel a soda out of him,
no,
too.
No, I didn't know that was going to happen in advance. Just went to help out because that's what we do up here. Anyway, out of time for the article. There's more critique from this guy. Maybe we'll finish it some other time, but we got to go to John in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. John, hello. John in North Carolina. Going once?
Yeah. How you doing? We like what you're saying. It sounds good. Keep on doing it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. What was on your mind tonight? You've got about 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. It sounds real good, and I can't think of anything right now.
All right. You're a yes man. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you very much.
Jeremy. Jeremy, 20 seconds. Go.
I was thinking about one of the freedoms that China and Japan, places like that, have is that we don't, and that's the freedom not to have copyrights and patents. I think that's one of the reasons they took the lead on the electronic.
It's an interesting area of discussion, and it is a bone of contention amongst libertarians, and we don't have time to get into it tonight. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Since